Welcome to the Communicate with Confidence podcast, the podcast that aims to take the fear out of communicating. I'm your host, Amanda Jane, originally from the north of Ireland and now living in beautiful Cheshire, England. Did you know your potential is reflected in how you communicate? There are many scenarios where our communication skills let us down, but they don't truly reflect who we are or what we can actually do. We never get a second chance to make a first impression. So it makes sense to learn as much as we can about this skill that we all need. I am a communication coach and I'm passionate about taking the fear out of communicating. There are many myths around communication and I hope to explore them through this podcast. So stop missing out on opportunities and join me as we communicate with confidence, brought to you by AmandaJane.co.uk. Hello everyone and welcome to the Communicate with Confidence podcast. I'm your host Amanda Jane and today I've got 10 strategies to boost your communication skills. Really simple strategies that you can practice and they will really make an impact on your communication skills. So I will begin with the first one, very, very simple. And for the first couple, you don't even have to speak. Number one, smile more often during conversations. It's a bit of a no-brainer, really, but if you smile at people, chances are they'll smile back. But smiling during a conversation does create a positive and welcoming atmosphere. It fosters rapport and it eases tension, and it also signals active engagement and interest, enhancing listening and increasing likability. So if someone's talking to you and they're smiling at you, chances are you're going to positively engage back. So remember that one. It is very, very basic, but it's often forgotten. Number two, another simple one, maintain eye contact. It's quite a good one, this is, because if you think about someone that's communicating with you, if they're not looking straight at you or they're looking over your shoulder or they're looking at the door, it's really annoying. So try to remember, maintain eye contact as best you can. And you don't have to stare people down, but just generally make eye contact when you're speaking to people. It builds trust, fosters a good connection, and it just shows that you are attentive and you're interested. And it also promotes active listening and reduces misunderstandings as well. So that's a really, really good one. Number three, practice active listening by nodding and providing verbal cues. And I don't mean nodding like a nodding dog, but active listening, in my view, is one of the most underrated skills of good communication. Listen well when people are talking to you. It demonstrates really good engagement and encourages the speaker that they feel heard, and it fosters a strong connection in the conversation. And sometimes our mind does wander, but you're doing that person a disservice if you don't actually listen to what it is they have to say. The next three coming up, these are ones that you can practice on your own. And you might feel a little bit silly, but I promise you, if you do practice these, you will improve your communication skills. So number four, practice speaking in front of a mirror to observe your own body language. I've always been really, really fascinated by body language, and over the years I've studied it and observed it, not in a scientific way, but just in a generally interested way. And you can reveal so much about yourself, and also a lot of communication is leaked with our body language. So the more you know about this, the better. So if you practice in front of a mirror, you can see what your tells or your giveaways are, and you can refine your own body language, and it helps you become a bit more aware of your own non-verbal cues and how others are actually perceiving you. You can also identify your own areas for improvement. So for example, if you flick your hair, that used to be one of mine, or you wave your hands in the air, I kind of still do that, you can minimize those and people will actually focus on what you're saying rather than being distracted by what you're actually doing. Another thing is people cross their arms when they're feeling defensive or bored, little things like that. But it's a really interesting area to research if it's something you want to learn more about. But also, if you refine your own body language, you can convey confidence a little more as well. Number five, read aloud to improve pronunciation and fluency. This is a really useful one because if you cast your mind back to primary school, when the teacher used to make everyone read aloud from books, we don't tend to do that in adulthood, and we lose that level of fluency and reading and practicing words. It's really beneficial because it provides a little bit of practice in articulating words and sentences, and it helps us to develop clear and accurate speech patterns. And think about that. that practice that you had almost daily in school. And it enhances comprehension as it engages both auditory and visual senses, reinforces language skills through repetition and exposure to correct pronunciation. Just take some time to yourself, practice reading aloud, especially if you're the type of person that has to speak to people on a daily basis. Practice does make perfect, and it makes good sense to practice over and over again so you become a little bit more fluent and you practice using those skills that you already have. Number 6, practice deep breathing to calm nerves before speaking. And always remember, you don't have to be perfect. You're not reading the news. You're not being critiqued to be 100% perfect. But all of these skills will help you to improve little by little. So number 6 is practice deep breathing to calm nerves before speaking. Some people get really, really nervous before they have to speak. And I feel really sorry for anyone that gets themselves into that kind of state. And practicing a few skills beforehand can really calm you down. And deep breathing for me is one of them. It helps to calm your nerves because it triggers the body's relaxation response. And that makes good sense to me. It reduces your stress hormones and it really does promote a sense of calmness and focus. It also regulates your breathing patterns and ensures a steady airflow to the vocal cords. And that will help to maintain a steady voice and enhance overall speaking confidence. Think about it, take a few minutes before you have to speak, practice deep breathing, and the more you build that into your daily life, the easier it will become. And if you think about the people that you know that are really good at speaking, it just doesn't come naturally to most people, and they've probably been coached and they've probably been practicing these techniques as well. So these last few, really, really simple but highly effective touches. So number 7, avoid interrupting others when they speak. And I think people do this without thinking. They don't realise they're doing it because the brain's going really, really fast and they want to join into the conversation and they want to let the speaker know that they've experienced the similar thing themselves. But when you interrupt someone, it's not very respectful and it's not very considerate for the person that's actually speaking because they're in a flow of whatever it is they're trying to say. And allowing others to express themselves without interruption, you're creating a nice environment for them to have a good dialogue, and it creates a mutual understanding and a bit of collaboration as well. So try to avoid interrupting other people when they speak. It's just good manners. Number 8, this is a really simple one, but a lot of people forget it, including myself, always. Pay attention to your posture. Sit or stand upright. Think about how you're sitting right now at this very moment. I bet you can sit up straight. If you pay attention to your posture, sitting or standing upright when communicating is crucial because it really does convey confidence and professionalism. You can put your shoulders back, sit up straight, and it shows that you're paying attention. Good posture also enhances your vocal projection and clarity and facilitates clearer communication, ensuring your message is delivered effectively. So the next time you're observing someone else speak, watch their body language, watch their posture, critique them yourself in a gentle way and think, oh, if they stood a bit straighter, they would come across a bit better, their voice would project more, and apply those principles to yourself. Number 9, I think, is the golden nugget in all of these. Slow down your speech pace to articulate better. Slow down, take a breath. A lot of people race through everything to get to the end quicker. But if you slow down, take a pause when you're communicating, it allows for clearer articulation and comprehension of your message. And people will engage with you a little bit more. They'll lean in and listen to what you have to say. And that reduces the likelihood of misunderstandings. And it also gives you a little bit more time to choose your words more thoughtfully and convey your ideas with more confidence, precision, and that really will enhance the effectiveness of your communication. Slow down, take a breath, think about what you have to say. And if you look at the people who are good at speaking, not just the great public speakers, but anyone you know that is good at delivering a message, you watch how they speak. They speak slowly, clearly, very deliberately. They know what it is that they want to say, and chances are they do it so well that you almost don't notice the art itself. So for me, that is a really, really good one. And I know myself, I have a habit of speaking fast, but it's a deliberate action on my part to slow down. So number 10, use positive affirmations to boost confidence in communication. And I like this one because I think that you can reshape negative thought patterns. We are so good at telling ourselves over and over again, I'm not good at this, I'm not good at that. If you try to use positive affirmations, you can instill a belief in yourself, a good positive mindset that will reduce self-doubt and anxiety, and it will empower you to speak with assurance and authenticity. And I know that to be true. You just have to rewire your brain. Positive affirmations, if you use them every day, will eventually lead to the change in how you talk to yourself. If you go onto my website, there is a free download, a PDF, 10 strategies to boost your communication skills. And that's free for anyone that wants it. And in that PDF, there's a list of positive affirmations that you can use. There's 20 affirmations, and it's just a really good way to help you start that process and start thinking in a more positive way. Thank you for listening to the Communicate with Confidence podcast today. And if you've enjoyed listening to these 10 strategies to boost your communication skills, there's a free download PDF on my website, amandajane.co.uk. Join me on the next episode for more tips, tricks and insights. And you can follow me on Instagram @coachamandajane or visit my website, amandajane.co.uk. Bye for now.